Just a quick reminder, this podcast is brought to you by the Academy World, and we support SMEs for whatever stage you are in your business, if it's pre-launch, launch, expanding, or wanting to use your exit route, please do reach out to us. But anyhow, that's enough about me. Let's find out about Martin. So Martin, SEO is your field. How did you get into that?
It is my field. A long time ago, actually, 13 years ago. I was doing some bits and bobs with affiliate stuff, and I said, why aren't these sites being picked up by Google? And then I discovered this black world, this dark art of SEO, and how you can change things to make Google understand what your page is about. And that's what it is. You know, you're not trying to con them because they're too smart. You're just trying to make sure that they understand what you're talking about and what your site's about. You know, it's quite, if you think about it that way, it's quite easy. If you don't explain what you do, how the hell are they supposed to know what it's about? It's like, well, give me a chance, you know? So, that's why, I'm a keen man, I say, about local SEO, because you cannot, attempt to, compete with the big boys. So what you have to do then is do a lot of keyword research and make sure that your town that you're in, or I'm in, out of Brighton. So I wouldn't try to rank for SEO term or SEO consultant. I'd always put Brighton at the end or at the start, and then I do my keyword ad research and try to find these little gems, because that's what you're after. A nice keyword gem can change your site in one. Well, as soon as you're on page one, you'll get hordes of free guys coming to you because you found these keyword gems. And I'm talking about gems, I'm talking about over 2,000 every 8 months. They are the gems. Average, you'll get around about 120 to 300, say. That's quite high, but it's those little big ones. That's what you want, those big old ones that are there. But you have to do your keyword ad research, and people, one, don't know how to do it, and they haven't got the tools. There is a free tool if you've got a Google account, Google Keyword Planner. That's free. That's not too bad. That's okay. I use about 3 or 4 just across to reference, because they all can't be correct, and they just take an average. So it's easier to get a average from 3 or 4, so I know what I'm talking about. So that's a brief thing about local SEO. I can tell you a case study if you want. I won't bore you too much, but a gym in actually North London, and they said, could we rank please for Queen's Park Gym? I said, well, I should have a look. So I had a look around, and they were on page 3 for their this term, and it had 2,500. Every 18 months searches, which is, again, if that's one of those gem keywords, I said, okay, great. So I changed all the on page SEO to reflect that, and then I did a bit of rank brain, which we will talk about but later, and in 2 weeks I've gone from page 3 to the bottom of page 1. Another 2 weeks up to position 3, and that's when the fun starts, because he made an extra just a guy's coming to his site and seeing what he offered. He made about $3,500 every 18 months just on that one search term. So, you know, if you're quite small, you're an SME, and you want to start to rank, think about that. First of all, because there's not a lot of competition around. That's the thing, not a lot of competition. And people, when they search for you, they probably want you. And if you're just down the actual road, then they're more likely to give you a call, because they can meet up, have a chat, and it's about, as you know, business is about forming relationships and trust and all that old good stuff, you know? And that's what we want, I suppose, because a lot of guys don't know what SEO is, and they think, oh, he's gonna do some black stuff, and it's gonna cost me a fortune, you know. But so long as your ROI is there, and you get more guys coming in, if you pay grand, say, every month, but you're making three, so you're making $2,000. Well, that's a plus, you know. So you've got to think about, you may have to pay out a bit just to get things to start. But if you do your keyword research correctly, then there's no reason why you can't rank for some good old keyword gems, which I was just on about. But they are quite rare, so you've got to delve and have a look. And and when you find them, you go, oh, that's a beauty. I mean, I found two over the last 2 days for my site. So I'll be bashing those out, and they have at least 3,000 each.
Wow, amazing.
So if I get that onto my site up to position 5, I'll have an extra, say, 10% of it. Extra 600 guys coming to my site after SEO. So 10% of them, 60 guys, say, and out of them, I might convert, I don't know, 10, 15, but that's, you know, that's good.
You know, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's rewind back for our listeners who aren't into this black magic of SEO. So we've obviously got the big multinationals, which have got very deep pockets. So what you're saying is us trying to fight on those obvious words, which aren't perhaps the obvious shorter words, is you're going to be lucky to win it. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, sure, because they got they'll be doing adverts, Google ads, Meta ads, and putting a lot of cash into that, and you can't compete with that. So the more I local you go, the easier it is to rank, and the easier it is to get customers that will stay with you, you know, because they can meet up with you, cup of tea, bit of cake, you know, nice.
And I guess the nationals can't compete locally because they're not local.
Well, they can do, but obviously their slice of pie, they want the big pie, slice of the huge pie. I always think that a big slice of a small pie is better than like a sliver of a big pie, because you'll start to dominate your local area, and that's what you want. So anyone who puts in a term, you're in the top three.
Okay.
That's what you're ideally after. But there's more to it than that.
So your suggestions are that you target your local community, because there's some gems there which are relatively low-hanging fruit. If you know what tools you're using and a little bit of changing on your website, which we're not going into today, could generate some good business for you.
That's the concept, is to find these little gems and then just incorporate them into your on-page SEO, a bit of off-page as well. And then that's why you do it.
So let's do some de-jargoning here. So you mentioned on page and off page.
Yes.
Surely everything on a website is on the page.
So yes, it is. Well, that's one of these jargony things that we do. On page SEO is about me going into the site and putting some stuff in the Acumeta data, description tags, alt tags, H1 tags, and all that old stuff that people don't know it's there, but it's there so Google understands what the site's about. And that's done content as well. So that's all done on the page. So that's what it's called, on page. And off page is done outside your actual site. So links are inbound to your actual website from actual relevant sites. I mean, there's no point if you're SEO guy and me getting a site from a carpet site. It's just ridiculous, you know. I have to get my links in to me from actually relevant actual websites, and that's where it helps with other scores, like DA scores, which is domain authority. So Google can see that you're just not some fly fly on the wall. I was going to say that's not the, that's the right term. So he can see, or they can see, I say they, not he, because in this strange world, you know, that you have authority of what you do, because with the new Google update, I'm not sure if anyone out there knew about this, beginning of December last year, we brought a new core update for the, it's called EEAT, Experience, Expertise, Authoritativeness, and Trustworthiness. So when you do a search on Google, it wants to give you the best option for what you're asking it. So it prefers experts to be there, because we obviously know what we're talking about, hopefully. You know, and it gives your their clients, as their viewers, I suppose, the best experience. And then when I get onto your site, you have to have a good user experience as well. So it's all clear about their journey through your website, and that's what he wants. And if we can see that, along with site speed, which has always been huge, then it will reward you with higher Google rankings, and that's what we all want. Because I said, you get into the top three, or say top half, five, and that's when the fun starts, because that's all free traffic coming to you. So
I mean, you're talking about all kinds of codes here. You're talking about H1s, you're talking about tags, you're talking about DA, you're talking about titles, you've talked all kinds of things. So I'm getting the general impression, and my experience is that, in actual fact, to win on the search engine domain, you've got to tick off a lot of little things for it to work.
Indeed, yeah. You've got to explain what your site's about. Like I said, because Google has no idea. Yeah, you know, it just drops on your site and looks at your metadata, your title tags, and your description tag, and say, "What's this site about?" And then it looks through your site just to see if it's been structured correctly. The speed's good, content's good, and then it starts to actually rank you for that term. But we can help.
So that's Google. I mean, does I've forgotten what it's called now.
Bing.
What's the other one? Bing. Well, let's try that again.
Yahoo.
So that's Google. So Bing is probably in second place. And as you know, we are quite heavily involved in the Academy world of AI. And quite a few of the AI large models, as we call them, actually pull from Bing rather than from Google. So are you seeing any changes in uplift from Bing or not really?
I think Bing's got a AI role to play. So it's best to keep on the ball. And if you've got a site actually map, open up a Bing free account and drop a site map of your site in there. That'll keep them on the radar. It's not a hard thing to do. People are starting to use these other search engines, but Google is still the king of the block. So let's not poke the bear and play the game, you know, and just help Bing as well to because Google keeps an eye on Bing. If it's index a site, old trick used to go to Bing and you index your site with Bing. Straight away, and Google will look over and go, "Oh, hello, they've got that one. We want that," and they will index your site really, really fast. So, you know, that was an old. I'm not sure if it still works now, but it's worth giving it a go. You know, you never know.
Okay, so Google's still king, but however, you know, there's more and more different places the consumer can search, but. You know, again, from the AI side, they're all pulling information from websites. And so, again, you just need to be found, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's where the actual sitemap comes in. So Bing knows about you, and the AI tools will know about you as well. So, you know.
So talking about, I'm going to continue with my AI, because the next thing I've got here I wanted to talk to you about is content quality and user experience.
Yes, that's the big one.
So I've heard all this stuff about, ever since AI's come along, it's so easy to push out volume of content at rapid speed in hopes to get more of those search results. And what's your experience on that?
It is good, but again, like any new tool, you have to be careful how you use it. Google's getting smarter now, so it can tell if it's AI generated. But then again, all you have to do is say to the chat GPT, if you're using that, is say, please rewrite this not as an AI bot, but as a real person, so Google can understand it's from AI. Yeah, you'll be smart about these sort of things. But it builds some great content, which you can tweak to make your own. But it's starting with a blank sheet. It's really hard. Yeah, if you're not an active writer, it is really, really hard. So you can ask ChatGPT to give you a hand. I call use a technique called stacking, where I stack small questions. And I would say, please, could you write me an ad blog on this, blah, 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 blah. But don't write it yet. Just say you understand. He goes, yep, I understand you want a blog written on this. Excellent. And I just do this up to about 10 steps. So I built up this whole thing to it. I said, do you understand? Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. And right at the end, he said, please write me the blog. And it comes out like you think, wow, that is good. And then you can, as well as when you do it, you can always say that to it, now the new update has come out of EEAT. Could you rate this? And it rates it again. And then you say, well, could you update that bit, that bit, that bit? So you come out with that, so much of stuff that you can put your own stamp on, but the basis of it is just really, really good stuff, really good content in like half an hour. You know, I mean, that is pretty damn quick, and it's quite a good thing to do. But don't do it every day and put it on your site. Yeah, I mean, there's no research that says if you do a blog every day, you'll get better at rankings. So although Google wants new content, obviously, to give to its is actually the guys that are asked us questions, if you can answer about three or four in your blog questions on the same subject, Google will actually love that, because it's answering questions and it's quite easy to find, because Google gives you the answers, you know.
Okay, so you've got to think like the customer when you start thinking, what am I going to write? You know, well, what questions are customers likely to ask?
Yes.
And then if you write using the customer's words, then Google will go, okay, well, that piece of content there is really close to the question the person has put into Google, and so therefore we're going to show that.
Sure. Yeah, it actually tries to actually match up what guys are asking to what it's got in his database. So if you can find the exact questions that are actually being asked by, and it's not hard to actually find these and call your blog that exact question, you know, it's not hard, is it? Google's going, that's the exact question, and they've answered it. Not only that, have they done that, they've answered another four.
Yes.
Questions.
Now, in a previous life to what I'm doing now, we had an advisor who actually said, well, ask everyone in your sales team to write down all the questions they typically get asked by customers. And that's where we started with our content. And because that's what the customer, rather than us thinking, what should we write about?
Yeah.
Actually think, okay, what is the typical question I'm being asked?
Perfect.
Okay, so let's go back one moment, because you used another abbreviation, I call it. So EEAT, you said.
Yes, I did say that earlier, but it's a new experience expertise, authoritativeness, I can't say that word, and trust. So those four things is it wants to see them, because it's tired, I suppose, of seeing stuff that won't give it the right experience, because to asking questions.
Okay, so how would you demonstrate your expertise then?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
I was speaking about what I do and how long that I've actually done it, and my experience with actually dealing with it, and a few case actually studies as well, testimonials, of course, being because they're always good to have, and you don't have to have it on a separate page. You can put it on mine. It's actually on the home page, because I want people to read through the journey and end up with, yeah, work this guy, he's really actually helped me. So it's like a call to action towards the end and a big tick on my behalf, you know. So and that's a thing that everyone can actually do. It's not hard, and you can use ChatGPT as well to help you, you know. It's not just so you could get the, as I said, the meat on the bone, and then just tweak it until it sounds like you. Or you can train it to understand your tone and how you write, and then it's fine. But that's on the paid creative version. But, you know, so it is awesome for courses.
So Google are looking for this EEAT is experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Yes, that's what it's
after. And you need to demonstrate that when you're writing on your web page.
Absolutely. And plus there's other things as well. A DA score, high DA score, which is your domain authority score, is good. And trust flow as well is good. So it knows that you're a good site. Yeah, because a lot of guys have quite low scores of those. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you get them higher, it's another tick. Yeah, it's another tick. Yeah, they got good DA, good trust flow, good actually content, and thereafter these actually search terms. Yeah, we would give it to them. You know, so it's the Google game, I'm afraid, but you have to play it. And once you do, you know, and I said you get on to page one, top actually five for some high search terms. You know, then you're laughing, because you'll get free actually traffic in. And who doesn't want free traffic with guys that want to buy? Well, we all do, you know. Yeah. That's the golden egg. Should we call it the gold? I don't know. The goose. Yeah, that is the goose. So that's what we're trying to do with what all us SEOs do. But I do offer a guarantee. I've actually spoken to this about if you have a good search term on page three, and talk about roundabout like the one I did for Queen's Park Gym, then a 12-week campaign, I can guarantee that on page one. And then if I don't do it in the 12 weeks, then I will run it free for up to a year until you do get there, which is not a small claim, but it's but you have got to find these actually gems. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's finding gems with low keyword difficulty. So and that's when the fun starts, you know. But so if anyone wants to know more about that, I mean, I'm sure they can contact me or you, and we can go through that. I can't take everyone because it's quite intensive, but I'll be honest with the guys as well. I say, well, sorry, mate, it'd be too hard. Yeah.
But basically, for this podcast, what we're talking about is target your local community, local area. Use some tools, which if you don't feel comfortable doing it, then reach out to yourself and have a discussion about you doing it for them, to find things which are regularly being searched locally. Win on those, which will get you higher up the ranking because you are local, but you do need to build the site in the right way, and you need to target the words And you've got the talk in the customer's language and so forth. So there's quite a lot of things to take into account, isn't there?
Yes, there is. It's like, where do I start from? Well, I always say to the guys that if you're going to start, have a SEO audit done just to see where your site is.
Yeah.
And if there's any errors, because you just don't actually know. And then you can find, oh, that's a problem. Well, I fix them. And we do the on first, and then you can move on to the other steps. Just make sure that your site is correct, you know?
Okay, so I think we've covered that off now. So if you are interested in owning the web space in your local area on a couple of phrases or one phrase, then, and you want someone who's brave enough to potentially give you a guarantee, then Martin is your man. So how can we contact you?
There's a few ways you can do that. Obviously through you, because they have all the details there, or they can email me. It's martin@marketingsuccessforyou, and that's a four, a letter and a U, .co.uk. And I do offer a free half-hour chat on Zoom, so we can see where you are and where you want to go with it, because it is a journey. Not so it is a destination as well. Once you've got those things, you're moving, but it's nice to get more than one up there. Absolutely. I said that's when the fun starts.
So what we'll do is we'll try and put the codes for as many of the acronyms you've been using as possible in the notes, whatever platform you're watching this on or listening to it. We'll also put some contact details in if you want to investigate further how you can win with your website and get a nice consistent flow of leads, hopefully. But I think that actually wraps this podcast up nicely.
Excellent. So, well, thank you for your time. And
no, thank you, Martin, very much.
I keep going off on things, don't I? I just keep going off on DAs and TFs and thinking, oh, they don't know about that. But we will explain that if they want to
absolutely
have a chat. Yeah, that's sure.
Meanwhile, so again, this has been brought to you by the Academy World. And next week, we will be chatting to another expert in another field. So do please look out for that. But meanwhile, Martin, thank you very much again.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
We wish everyone a great week.
Lovely.
Bye now.
Cheers.